It has been too long, champion.
Not nearly long enough. I thought you might have changed your ways.
Such cutting words. Is your blade still as sharp as your tongue?
Do not mock me. You know why I'm here.
Of course. Very well, then. Lay on. I think you are the one changed, champion. Has time been so cruel?
Time has brought peace, and I will not let you break it.
Peace has made you weak, then. You have wrought a world that has no place for you.
Then we are both outcasts.
And so you rush to face me, that I might grant you fresh purpose and life.
No. I thought you might have seen the light, not chosen some fouler means of evil.
My means have brought me conquest. I stand where you dare not, and there I have the higher ground.
You have yet to kill me.
Is death the only end you seek? Come, champion, where is your zeal? Your strength is true, but your will is lacking. Now that you have seen it through, is your virtue not as sweet as you hoped?
What do you know of virtue?
I know you, champion. I know the pain that virtue has brought you, the things that it denies you.
Enough! This ends here.
Ed, we've only just begun. There's still so much that you and I have yet to explore.
I'll not be swayed by your words, witch. This day will see your defeat, if I shed my last breath to see it done.
My, to hear such sweet vitriol spilling from your noble lips. Come then, show me that your words ring true!
Be still, lest this blade pierce through to your dark heart.
Well, it would appear that you spoke true, champion. Finally, I am bested. You are the victor. Now, finish it.
What?
I've led a worthy life. I've seen much, fought many, and experienced all the pleasures this world has. And I've had the honor to face you in battle more times than can be measured. 'Tis a true joy for which I am forever thankful. I have nothing to regret. I would fall here, beneath your sword, and be content by it. So fulfill your duty and your decree. Strike true. Champion? What are you doing?
Binding your wound. Would you rather bleed to death?
What is this? Pity? I need none from you. Or is it that you intend to take me prisoner?
I do not end a life for my own retribution, Temptress. You will face judgment for your crimes by the hand of the people, not by mine.
How noble. Then I am to be caged, left to rot until some lord deems my death at the gallows. Do not be cruel, champion. If you have mercy in you, then take my life now.
Do you truly seek death so readily?
Better dead than in a cage. I would rather die here, beneath the trees, under the open skies, than to be left withering away in darkness. Here, on the field of battle, by the blade of my treasured champion. It is what I have envisioned. You look bewildered, champion. Is it so strange that I wish this? How easy it is to steal your tongue, champion. Yet, perhaps there is but one regret I bear.
And what is that?
Now, I bear no regrets.
Why? Why do you taunt me so? Is it not enough that you have already once corrupted me?
Corrupted? Is that what you think? Well, perhaps that night back then I did such. Or perhaps not. No, my champion. I did not seek to corrupt you. I sought to free you.
Free me? From what?
Why, yourself. And the impossibly pure image that the world marked upon you. To them you are but a symbol, an ideal, an unattainable goal. You have allowed that vision to dictate your actions and mold you into what they wish. All the while denying your own happiness, your own humanity.
Do not speak as though you know me, witch. You know nothing.
Oh, but I do. I know you well. After all this time, after all our battles, all of the time I have watched you whilst you were unawares, I have come to know you very, very well. And that night, not so long ago, I at last brought forth who you really are, proving you are not merely a symbol. You are a man. An incredible man, yes, but still a man. A man who has needs, desires. A man who can break.
Enough.
And when a man can break, he can also break free.
Stop.
I want you to be free, champion. Free to feel what you want to feel. What you deserve to feel.
Enough! Why? Why must you push me? Why must you torment me? Are you not satisfied until I am corrupted entirely? Until I am made your slave?
Slave? I would never see you as such. Do you see it as slavery to embrace that which is already part of you?
It is not part of me.
You lie, champion. You know as well as I that you long for freedom from this life you lead. You've become weary of the burden this world has laid upon you, that you have willingly sacrificed your happiness for. You wish to shed the shackles of this vision you feel compelled to live up to. You want to be free, just as I do.
No.
You want to be a man again. Not simply some idol that lives separate from the rest of the world. That is why I bound you that night. To show you that you are a man. A man who feels pain and pleasure as any other. One who deserves to experience the happiness and freedom you fight so valiantly for.
Enough! I... Oh, God. I did not mean to. I did not...
So, even the noble champion can feel anger.
I am not like you. I am not. I am... How is it that you have done this to me?
Champion?
I cannot fight this any longer. The spell you have cast on me.
Champion, you are trembling.
You plague my thoughts every day. You are always there, at the forefront of my mind. Even when I sleep, you are there. There to haunt me, taunting me. I pray each day for release from you, from this hold you have over me. But always, always you are there, denying me peace.
Champion.
I have prayed for you to change, that I would not be made to fight you again. I do not want this, to see you wounded by my hand like this. Brings me pain.
What is it that you want then, champion? Champion.
Explore you, to know you.
Gods.
I want to know every part of you, from every angle.
I want nothing more, my champion. 'Tis all I've ever wanted.
Just joined as one. This is what I want now. And always what I have wanted for so long. Temptress, why do you weep?
Fear not, my dear Champion. They are tears of happiness, ones I've not shed for a very long time.
But why?
Because of you. You have brought me this joy. That after all this time, after all I have done, you offer me this. You offer me love. It is ironic that there could be love found in this hate. That you could claim such love for one like me.
I wish I were capable of explanation. But I know only what I feel. What I have kept hidden from all. I locked my own sin away from the world. And denied its existence. All until the night you bound me. That night, you shook me to the core.
I wanted to show you the truth, Champion. That you are as human as any other. You've sacrificed much in your pursuit of justice. Fight so bravely to assure the happiness of others, yet disregard your own. It need not be so.
But why would you
do that for you? Indeed, why in heaven would the evil and wicked temptress ever do something to help her sworn enemy? I suppose I had my own selfish reasons. I have grown fond of you, Champion. I often look forward to our meetings on the battlefield. Thrill at the thought of you chasing after me. Feel a great pounding in my breast each time I see you.
Temptress.
I suppose this has become little more than a game to me now. Waiting for the day when you will at last best me. As you did today.
If that is true, then why do you still live your life in such a way? You continue harming innocents simply to gain my attention?
My men are to blame for that. And I deal with such acts swiftly when I learn of them. I have only ever sought one thing in this life, Champion. Freedom. And I have thieved, fought, and slain all simply to maintain that freedom. I was not born as fortunate as you. But then I suppose the gods have chosen such as my lot in life.
I do not believe that. The gods may set us a destination, but you choose your own path. There are better ways.
You make it sound so simple.
It is. Though that does not mean it is easy.
So, what happens now then? Certainly you cannot expect us to simply walk together into the clouds, living happily ever after.
No, that would be foolish. Yet, I cannot leave you here, nor can I bear to see you caged.
There is no chance for a happy ending for us, champion. You must know that.
Yes.
This is how the gods have made us, champion. This is our destiny. We are meant to fight. Not to love. But perhaps we can be permitted both.
What do you mean?
It seems we give each other purpose, champion. I cause chaos that you may bring order. I deliver darkness so that you may bring light. You give me an adversary, and I give you the ability to bring hope to the people. It is a circle we walk endlessly, only briefly ever meeting.
Thus, we continue to fight?
It is our nature, champion. We are two sides of the same coin, fated to forever remain at odds. And yet, perhaps once in a great while, when the curtain falls on our play briefly, then we may embrace what our hearts desire.
Cultivate our love in secret, as we show the world our disdain for one another. There seems no other choice. You know then that I must deliver you to the capital.
Oh, you'll deliver me to them. But I'll not be there long. You are not the only man to know my wiles, champion.
I swear I will find you again.
You always do, champion. It is our game, after all.